And now,
Capital 263.
I'm not a slut. I just love love.
It is absolutely that time again. You're listening to Nayana and the other guys. I'm afraid to say unfiguring this adult thing because normally so.
Nah, fam, guys, all of you guys from Nayana and the other guys, we are done debating this. Like, let's have something new, really. Oh. I was bored. And to think I listen to you guys every week.
Because you're lit. We're unfiguring out life.
Yeah, whatever. Float your boat, man. Whatever we're doing is still cool, you know? Like, no need to name it. No need to name it. Oh, no, that it's cool.
It's been a while, Noma. How you doing?
I'm great.
You're smelling nice.
Thank you. It's Gucci, baby.
Woo! That right. Now Skittles, like, oh, nice. I'm not smelling nice, right?
I never said that. Did I say that?
You kind of got that look.
No. I'm doing something else on the side, so sorry.
So today we've got two people who haven't been here in a while. Nigel, man. What's poppin', my guy?
Yep. Can I do one thing?
Please go ahead and do it.
The name is NTK, a.k.a. Mr. Sweet in the flesh.
I suddenly have...
I missed that.
Shout out to you, man. We haven't had Nigel in such a while, man. How you doing?
I'm okay.
Where are you hiding?
Work.
Where?
Work.
Where is work?
Bynes.
Bynes.
The most expensive disposable unit.
Okay.
What? I have no idea what you just said.
Bindura.
I didn't get that, but yeah.
You didn't?
The most expensive.
I'm worried. I am totally worried for your IQ. Get off the show.
Dura.
Ah!
You're
I
slow.
Get it. I get it. Ah, dude. No, man. But how's everyone doing? Nothing's been stolen at home.
No, we got that checked out, guys.
Wow. What'd you get, a dog or a bugler?
Don't even ask me, but I think I ain't coming back.
Skittles is wearing a happy tee. You like 10 Diamond?
Yeah.
Did you listen to his show on Keep It Real Fridays?
Please don't let me comment on that.
All right, cool.
He's going to kill me. If
was
I say
it whack?
It's not that it was whack, but lit. It was lit. Very lit.
Well done to
Yeah, like Brian Willis lost his cool.
Yeah,
Tim
they
Diamond
lost
his cool.
It was but, just, but, did they have an impact?
Oh my gosh.
Did they land each other? If
No, they
no,
didn't.
No.
They don't fight. No.
I actually wanted Cashbit to get... You're my guy though, Cashbit.
I want to tell you guys a story. I had a dream last night and I was sleeping over at Miss Mona's crib.
What?
I slept in her bedroom.
What?
On her bed.
In her pink?
No, the sheets were really nice and cool, and her bed was.
What color were they?
They were floral.
Wait, what were you doing?
I think we were all over at her house for something.
But you didn't see us there.
But you're the only one who got
to sleep. You're the only one that got to sleep in her room.
And she, it was super cool, and I woke up and like, what am I doing here? Like, we're supposed to record a show, and her parents were so cool, and the little sister came in, and she came in from the bathroom.
It was dark,
and I'm like, yo. She'll put something on. It wasn't like sinister dark. But
I'm just
like,
calling Makwara to come whoop yours.
No, Makwara's my guy.
Why are you dreaming about his girl?
It wasn't even in a sexual way, guys.
Nobody said it needs to be in a sexual way.
But Mona's like my
You're
sister.
You're dreaming about Mona coming from the bathroom. Come on.
No, it was in the morning.
You know
even
what?
Worse.
But let's do with what happened a week ago. Oh. Your dreams? Mm-mm,
let's
son.
Do with Through with your weird dreams.
Sheesh. No.
Whoa.
Damn. Nigel.
Sorry,
about a week ago.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. It's the Flaming Arrow, and you're listening to Nah Nah and the Other Guys on Capital 263. Free to say it and free to do it.
About a week ago,
I wish that when I would have a haircut, everyone would go buck wild. Like the way people went to buck wild about a certain guy getting a haircut. Certain guy who runs a certain country, you know. Like that's all I'm saying.
Shut up.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
My silence is still like, really, this does not change the situation. I still don't have food in my house, so can we continue?
No. All right, cool.
What's so funny about that? He's just bald. Like everyone's got a weird shape.
So why are you laughing, Skittles? I don't know why she's laughing, but
okay.
Anyway, if you don't know, you don't know. All right.
You know what? I just think that he should have kept his hair. But then again, since we might think it's cancer,
guys,
but whatever.
Listen, you know what? I really didn't want. I was told not to talk about this. By Miss Mona. But all I'm saying is, I've seen some of the most hilarious jokes about that particular issue, and I've seen.
I've never seen a guy who helps people create content like our president. Yo.
You know what? I'm gonna end Jay-Z. There.
Let's
Jacob Zuma. Who creates more content, Jacob Zuma?
I wow, President Bru. No, considering we do not have liberty. Guys, we don't have liberty to say some of these things. Have you seen the way people trash that guy?
I'm actually kind of sweating right now, thinking, damn, they're gonna get us.
Okay, no. A disclaimer: I was not a part of this conversation.
His name is Nigel Kunaka.
He works in Bindura.
And he's gonna buy us pizza today. Yeah. So, yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
So what we want to talk about is there was a United Airlines flight that got someone, they'd overbooked. So they usually ask people to, like, are there any people going to volunteer to get out? We'll give you a certain amount of money. And then someone, a couple of people went and some didn't. And then they just started dragging this one guy out. All right. And it became a big issue, like in the States, and they got sued, they got whatever, right? Now, Miriam hit me up and she's like, you know, the customer service in United Airlines was bad. Right, but is it as bad as some of the stuff we get here in Zim?
What is customer service
in Zim?
What is customer service in
totally,
Zimbabwe?
It's totally non-existent.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you guys think of the customer service that we get this side?
It's bad.
Why?
And we can't even complain about it most of the time because they will just look at you like, who entitled you to say that? So,
I think my best thing ever is to go to a joint that sells like wine. Mm-hmm. You know how like in rural wine tasting areas, they first ask you to taste the bottle and if you don't like it, they take it back. Mm-hmm. Here they pretend like, oh yeah, you can try the wine. And I'm always like, so if I say I don't like this wine and I just bought the bottle, will you guys take it back? And they're like, no ma'am. So I'm like, why are you even bothering?
You drunkard. There's this joint, I've kind of noticed, there's this joint where I got really bad customer service, and there's one reason I didn't complain.
Why?
The girls were hot.
Listen,
it's very, very hard.
Struggle online.
No. I'm telling you, it's very, very, it's actually a scientific
improvement.
To complain about customer service, the girl is pretty.
Not his penis.
Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that.
Have you got any bad customer service, Nigel?
No.
Nigel, are you sure?
Guys, I just said that for the controversy.
All right.
Well, you know what? I mean, it could work in his favor. He's pretty handsome. So, I mean, that girl who was mean the last time we went to Pizza Slice and had to tell people to shut up because she couldn't hear what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. She would probably give Nigel better customer service than she would me, you know.
All right. So Miriam gave us some content. She said, like, I'm going to tell you why the best and the worst customer service I've ever got. Do you want to hear?
Yeah,
there she goes.
Yeah, sure.
We don't miss you, Miriam.
Okay, so when it comes to customer service, I kind of feel like businesses in Zimbabwe have been taking us for a ride for such a long time. I feel that when you go to an establishment, they kind of feel entitled to your money and they don't really give you the service that you deserve. For example, there's a day I went out for breakfast with a friend at a certain establishment in Borodale.
Miriam is so bougie, guys.
Yeah.
Service was just utterly ridiculous. It was terrible. I remember we were having breakfast and it took 10 hours for them to bring the stuff to us, and the guy just didn't know what he was doing, and it was just ridiculous. And unfortunately, you know, after that incident, you're like, you know what, I'm not going back to that.
That was Miriam and a bougie complaint. So one of the reasons why I really wanted to talk about this is because a lot of people who are in customer service are people who are our age, right? Mm-hmm. And I wanted to get to and reach to a person who has been in the customer service position and to understand why do customer service people act like idiots half the time. And this, by some chance, one of the groups from NOOG actually worked in customer service before. So we're going to have him on a phone call and he's going to explain to us.
I've also done that.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about your experience.
I've worked in a call center.
Why are you guys crappy?
No, we weren't crappy. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you this. Are we allowed to say names?
Yeah, sure. Okay. I really think that Miriam should have actually called out this Borodale establishment.
Okay. I'm not defending anything, but I'm just saying as it is. I work for Econet, right, at a certain time. Yeah. And obviously, if you call in today, you'd probably think that their service really sucks. But the truth of the matter, these people are not resting. Like, it takes forever for you to finish your calls. Like, complaints. But when you call in, you will probably think that these people, they don't respond. It takes just 60 minutes for you to get through. And actually, these guys are working flat out.
Well, but fair enough. But then you know how, like, you know what the job requires of you. Mm-hmm. Please refresh your spirit before you answer the next call.
Oh, so it's about the attitude. That's what you're talking about.
Because I'm not calling you because I have nothing absolutely to do, but then my situation is really pressing for me. I know that you probably have a million other people that have called you in that day, but in this present moment, it's about me.
I've also heard many people complain about the time it takes for you to get through.
The call is another thing because you need to expand your call center anyway. That's a thing for administration and whatever to deal with. Mm-hmm. But then as soon as you answer the call, right? Hi, my name is Ningi Ningi. And then you're like,
you guys refresh
your spirit.
At least listen to the tone Yemuna Arkufona. Okay. Please, because at that same time, that person might be so chilled. I'll get riled up because of your tone.
I'm feeding onto
your bad energy.
The one time I actually called and I was really so mad was I was calling Stuart back because I had had my card for over 7 days and stuff like that. You know, and when I called in, I was really mad as hell. You know, but then the lady, she's like, hello, you know, like, may I know who I'm speaking to? By the time she got to hear my name, I'd calmed down gangani. Then our phone cut because I didn't have airtime anymore. And somebody else called me back. Baba, baba. I was now calm, yeah? But then she was on another level. I was like, today I'm going to set you on fire. I was like, I'll set you on fire. Definitely. Because I probably should understand that you're working crappy hours, but that's something you should take up with your bosses. Of course. Why you have HR for that reason. They're supposed to protect you. And if they don't, I'm not mine.
So I guess that's like a lesson to them. I'm trying to call Archie. I was trying to tinkle stuff. That's why I wasn't here. But I really want to...
Waiters, guys. Please, guys. It's
waiters.
There's no shame in actually being a waiter or a waitress.
Uh-huh.
Just be polite.
Hold on. So Archie, how are you doing? How about?
You, Majanzu Ash.
You're saying waiters, yeah?
Yeah, waiters. Like, waiters. I really think that maybe a part of our society has made it shameful to actually be a waiter, but there's nothing shameful about that.
I've actually got a complaint. Has anybody been a victim of racial discrimination by waiters? Like,
Borodale, thank you. We're watching you guys.
Exactly.
We're watching you guys. Exactly. Like, we walked out
It's happened twice.
Right. No, it was at a Standard Chartered. They did not check the white guy's ID at the till, but at the ATM. But they checked mine. I was
like,
you go steal. Like, I don't know. Like, how am I going to steal from an ATM? We're all getting $50. You know what I mean?
But at this very moment, you and the white guy got the same, really.
So. I mean, so yeah, it was. We couldn't get through to our. I guess there's a little bit of a problem, but I actually wanted to figure out like why they actually act the way they do.
Claims that they don't rest. Take it up with your HR. Every one of you guys in customer service, take up your shit with HR.
All right, but tell me your top three worst group people. Top three of the worst groups of people, customer service way.
I'll go. Number one on the list is waiters in the Baldell. Mm-hmm. Number two, it's call center people. Mm-hmm. And lastly, I think it's ushers from church.
Why?
Like, you know what? I feel like the whole concept of you're serving in church and the amount of work that they end up getting is problematic for them. Then when you get to church and you're like, yeah, okay, I know I'm like 10 minutes late, but then I'd like to sit in front. Mm-hmm. No, sit here. Like,
what about your point?
She's got a point.
For me, it's like that smile that looks fake. Like,
good morning, welcome to church.
Welcome to church. I'm kidding. You don't want me. Did you get your soul saved? What about you, Nigel? What's three?
The Borrowdale waiters.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Black ones.
All right. It's usually a black on black thing.
Alright.
Mawindi.
Oh, come on. Okay.
That's a good one.
Mawindi and what else? Yeah, Mawindi, I could, like,
bank tellers.
Yeah, sometimes. Skittles has got none because she doesn't. I don't know.
I think
sometimes police people can give people.
Yeah, those guys are not in customer service, guys. But that's Tota Mari United. Don't ever think they're here to serve you.
But I will commend the Zol guys are really cool. For me,
guys, if I say something, probably you think I'm biased.
Okay, tell us. Econet
is really. I think it tries. I honestly think it's
trash. I agree with him. I will say this, and this is for my brother Gilmore T. Whoever is running your social media page needs to check themselves or else fire them, because Gilmore has been complaining about a single complaint. And when somebody else endorsed what he was talking about, they had the nerve to actually come and be like, oh, sorry, Skittles, what happened to you? Can you inbox us? Oh, wow. You guys have been tagged in over 100 comments, and Skittles comments about her own issue, and you guys have the nerve to actually comment on that?
Maybe they work at Borodil and she's Skittles white. They're gonna do a black on black.
I just had a moment where I'm like, Usa, calling that Kaizen and calm the down. Right. But I was like, really, Ikane?
Let's go to a Borodil. Like, hashtags in the comments.
Just love Noma.
Hi guys, you are listening to Mr. Sweet. You are tuned into Night on Night and the other guys. Enjoy.
These guys are saying today I'm slow, guys. I've had a tough morning.
What were you doing? He was at Mona's house.
Yeah, you're dreaming about Mona.
What happened is I came here early to record, to help these guys politics and beyond record Nkosana Moyo. Check that podcast out. And yeah, and I haven't eaten I've only eaten a 50 cent donut.
Jesus didn't die for you to be slow on us.
Okay? Which is exactly the hashtag we're talking about today. As it is Easter, I'm sure this was like most likely an Easter thing. How's you guys been seeing Easter though?
It's just like any other holiday.
Just like any other.
No, Zimbabwe guys really tough on us, guys.
No, I think it's been a good
We can't even appreciate that this is the time where Jesus actually died. And you're like,
it's just another holiday. Like
it's been a good week.
Share with us, please.
Share, please.
I was at church most of my time, and I still need to go to church after this.
So we're stopping you from getting into the pearly gates?
No, not exactly.
Okay, hopefully this is going to be good enough. All right, so there was a hashtag that went around, Jesus didn't die for you too. So I asked guys to pick up your favorite tweets. And this is a couple of tweets I found really interesting. Mm. Jesus didn't die for you too. Go around correcting spellings on Twitter.
Yes, on social media. But no, guys, there are other people who just butcher the Queen's language.
But you don't have to correct them. I really have a problem with that. Uh-huh. Why are you correcting me?
In public.
What do you want
to be corrected?
Not even in private.
Jesus did not die for us to actually tell you in private that you are actually choking.
No, I'm not saying do it in private. Don't correct me.
No. Jesus used to correct people in public. We shall do the same.
What about you? No, what's your favorite tweet?
Guys, Jesus didn't die for you to hate on successful people. The shade that people throw at successful people is really deep.
Mm-hmm. Nigel?
Aye. I refuse to comment on this one.
Well, there was like, Jesus didn't die for you to beg for followers. He had 12.
That's a good one.
And then, this one's crazy.
He had 5,000, guys, at some point.
No, he fed 5,000. I think
they were following him.
There's millions now.
He had to sit in the water, in the sea, so that these people don't crowd him. Like, do you understand?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Jesus was better than Bonang, AKA, and all of them combined.
Jesus didn't die for you to eat unsuccessful people. No,
yeah.
Then
Jesus didn't die for you to eat grass at church. Yo.
Eat what?
Grass at church.
Chew your cards.
No. Did you know that pastor who made people eat grass?
Oh, yes.
This one's an inspirational one. Jesus didn't die for you to sit around and pity yourself. Get up, go after what you want, and make sure you get it. This doesn't apply all the time.
Exactly.
Of course.
If it's a babe, sometimes, if you've been covered, you've been covered, brother. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just don't have a pity party. There's so many other women. 60% of the world.
What about your Skittles?
I had found one. No, I lost it. I was going through. Sorry.
Jesus didn't die for you to be a side chick.
Jesus didn't die for you to praise and celebrate him with alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's subjective.
Very subjective.
Obviously, the beer drinkers. What are you going to say?
You're going to defend it.
Jesus didn't die for you to just praise him only on Easter. Just another holiday.
True.
Mm. Yeah. But that was one hashtag. But the one hashtag that I really wanted us to talk about has got something to do with this song.
If y'all actually hear the melodies, then Nigel is
crazy. So when you listen to the song, it's a song by Soulja Love, and he's pretty much saying, like, a lot of y'all is now daughters of Stembeni and sons of Stembeni, because
ish, guys, it's so sad. Like, your mothers would mm-hmm. really be
like
touched.
Imagine how your mother felt. Like, no, I'm not the daughter of you, I'm the daughter of Stembeni now. But like, he released a really dope song about yeah. it's pretty much saying amongst the best, I was like the underdog, and right now, like, you know, I fit there.
Yeah.
So a lot of memes were going around about Pamamonye Papa, where course. They put two cool things right on each side, and then they put like the whack thing in the middle.
Killer guys, $50 notes and the two bond notes.
Yeah.
I was like, right there.
Yeah. And the crazy one was like two girls with extremely big behinds.
Uh-huh. Oh,
and then
yeah,
there was
that
one skinny one right in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
But then Mona Lisa then asked this question. She was like, because of that whole song, it's a call to confidence, yeah?
Yeah.
And the question was, are there places where confidence won't get you?
No and yes. I feel like there's some places where people actually misjudge confidence for arrogance.
Yep.
So because mm-hmm. of that thin line, even when you like really show off yourself, they just people will just hate on your success on being confident, because so your life told you.
Wait, can I ask a question, Norma?
Yes.
Who's been hating on your success? You seem a little, you
yeah,
know,
very,
like, what's going on?
Yeah, very touchy. Yes, let me just say, hanguka.
Mm.
I don't know, but then there was a day I was absolutely bored
mm-hmm.
and I was watching Stana's Snapchat. The way he just keeps on going on and on about Mudiyo, like, get a life, dude. That guy, yeah, he shot his video at Genius's house. Who gives a shit? Like, you know, it's his success. Like,
so you're really all riled up because of Stana's Snapchat.
Not that. And then the one moment you're like, okay, let me get off this. And there's someone who's ranting on about Fadzai Mahere because she doesn't have a man. And she's like, look, y'all can just stop hating. The girl can go to the United States of America and come back. And you ain't never been to freaking South Africa. Sit down.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we see where it's coming from. But anyway, so how do you toe the line between confidence and cocky? Because I feel like, because Mona was like, hey, I keep referencing Mona today because she was supposed to be. Mona was like,
no,
now
she dreamed of her.
No. Mona is my sister, all right?
It's
and her
okay.
boyfriend is my friend, okay?
Incest in the dreams.
No, I wasn't. Guys, I didn't do anything but sleep on her bed, and my head was on the foot side.
It still Ooh. Doesn't make a difference.
Six times.
Anyway, I was saying, like,
Oh.
Nigel, you're the worst. Right?
I know.
Go,
sorry,
go back to Bidira.
Yeah, cool.
But all I'm saying is, like, she's been saying, now guys just want to mac on any girl because Pamamonye Babu.
Might as well
you never
use
know.
It for your own advantage, at least.
And what's about us guys always identifying with being the underdog?
This is your time to shine. Hello. But the ghetto youths, guys, they stay winning. Like, have you ever felt like, I'm not a ghetto youth, and mm-hmm. I'm sorry to say this, I will admit that ghetto, and it's not my problem, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, they make you feel like it's a crime that you actually did crime
exactly,
in the ghetto.
You're
like, hey, guys, I want to be part of the ghetto, but I know nothing about the ghetto.
And you know what? About being the underdog, you've got nothing to lose, really.
Mm.
You're always in a position, well, I call it an advantaged position.
Yeah, because I feel like Soulja Love always does that. He did that with Ndinu Yaoya. He kind of made like, you know, you guys used to crap on me. What about the kids who have never been crapped on by the system or by anyone?
Imagine getting to a battle, uh-huh. which is Zika no Ochinzi. He's the good guy. He's the best, you know. You've got so much pressure on you. Being an underdog, bringing
everything
it on
is,
any
guys,
day.
The only person who's privileged, who I know is actually the people,
mm-hmm.
are the kids of the first family. Everybody else, we just the same, nigga.
Ish.
We didn't even trash Robert Jr. because we're thinking, ish, what if they find us? But ask Veneko. Ask her.
She gets trashed.
she does.
It's late.
She does.
But anyway, what's going to be your Pamamonye Papo story? What if you're going to make a meme, what do you do? I'd put two guys with light guys with big beards, and I'd put myself in the middle. I'm like, Pamamonye Babo. I kind of feel like that's very shallow.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, fine. I would put two guys who own houses and have great careers, and I put myself in the middle there.
Eh,
Guys,
I don't even need to do a lot, yeah? I'll just take my two roommates and put them on my side because they're curvy and got butts and everything.
That's the one
and
I was about to take, like, though.
Because I always talk about it with a boyfriend that's a plastic surgeon. He still doesn't want to give me...
Doesn't give you extra booty. What about you, Nigel? What would you put Pamamonya Papa? What would be your Pamamonya
Papa? I'd have to think about that. I'm blank. Tabula rasa.
All right.
And that's the one I would take.
Or you'd put two bootylicious babies.
Yes,
besides.
Because people always diss me about that. It's really annoying. They tell you, eat that. Eat that. It's going to work.
You know, there's only one thing you can eat to get fatter, right?
What?
Let's go to the next segment.
I just had to say it.
I didn't say that.
Nastika, nastika.
All right, man. Thanks.
Hi, this is Nuru Chantal, and you're listening to Nayana and the other guys on Capital 263. Free to say it, free to do it.
But not free to mac on it.
We don't have Nasha to present the filling station today. And today we want to talk about something that is going to happen in a couple of days called the Zimbabwe Independence Day.
No, straight in the fields.
So I saw this other clip on WhatsApp about a couple of people and how they felt. I think it was an interview by BBC and about how they felt about, I think it was just before independence. Yeah. Mm. So I'm going to play a couple of them here. And it's like black and white people. I'm going to start with the black people and then I'm going to play the white people. I just picked the extremes. It's all right. There we go. This is how this person felt about Mugabe taking power.
He's going to give people food, houses, farms, money, and everything they want.
What's Mr. Mugabe going to do for you?
Employment for my husband. Data man for my husband.
She's focused.
Kids. I think that's the kids that he wants.
Wait, did she just say kids?
What a good
say fees.
Country to live in. And what else? Jobs. Good houses. Better pay.
Guys, Rhodesians were so mean. Why was everyone looking for a good house?
Mr. Mugabe, and I'm expecting big changes, such as people in the squatters will be removed, to good houses.
That he did.
Then the jobs will be having equal jobs, equal money, and everything like that. There will be no racial discrimination between people.
Then the white people came in. Listen to what they said.
You gotta love these people.
That's all I can say.
Are you going to stay in Rhodesia?
I don't think so.
Where would you go?
I'd go to Britain, in spite of the weather.
It's where there's all they complain about. And then there was this person here.
No, actually, Trevor Noah said it.
Because, you know, he's been responsible for, you know, his men have been responsible for lots of atrocities, you know, in this country.
And then this person said this.
Haven't you got any brains in your head to know what you've done?
How do you feel about Mr. Mugabe's victory?
I think it stinks. And the British stink with it because you've just given a victory to bloody Russia, you idiot.
Whoa!
She was really
pissed.
Yeah, okay.
Really pissed.
So I wanted to ask
I think
you,
I'll probably sound like that in 2018.
Why?
Guys, do you know what? Okay, from what they've said, yeah? From the expectations of the African people, I mean, whether it's ZANU-PF or Robert, let's just give it to Robert. Robert gave them out of the shacks into Norway.
Mm-hmm.
He gave them the farms. If you could go kill a white person. What else did he give them? He gave them money. Gone out time, bruh. Everybody was a trillionaire. Say what?
So do you think, like, if we're going to look back at that, we really got independence?
We did, bruh.
We did.
Like, I was watching that a United Kingdom movie. Mm. Yeah, Sarah Takama. Mm. And there's a part where a British man is telling him that you are banished from your own home. Yes. Nigga, what? I was like, you gonna tell me not to go to my house? If there's anything that we enjoy in Zimbabwe is that anybody can tell you whatever, but you can always come home.
That's the cool part. I feel like one of the things, because when we were talking about the thinking, do we truly appreciate what independence means? And most of us rush to, like, man, I hate this, man. But then there's also the other side where people, it was actually very, very racist.
I think that it all depends from which perspective you're looking at. Politically, Yes, I think we do have independence, like as a sovereign country. Mm. Economically, well, subject to debate. I think it all depends with the perspective.
I'm feeling a lot of political correctness coming out here.
Of course.
But then, how easy? Of course. Like, you know, I was thinking about it this way. Mm-hmm. Do you think that a couple who are having problems in their marriage relationship will be able to celebrate their anniversary?
This year.
I'm like, in any year, like...
In any situation.
And I feel like that's how we are. Like, yes, we've got independence, but it's so hard sometimes for us guys who've never seen the war to actually appreciate it in that true form, because we don't see... We might not have seen how bad it was back then to appreciate how good we have it now. At the same time, who says we need to have seen how bad it was back then to appreciate what it is now? Because if I don't have tap water, I don't have tap water.
Mm-hmm. At least the Rhodesians gave you tap water.
Mm-hmm. Clean tap water.
And then there's then there's someone else who contributed, will also say that the thing is, when you hear our parents talking about it, they've got this passion, but I don't see it. You know what I mean?
Well, my parents are like those kids that saw a bit of the war and then saw ultimate peace. Mm. So to them, it's like, it's neither here nor there. I mean, if we were to talk about the war, it was really bad. But if we were to talk about the peace, things are even much more worse now. Mm. So to them, it's like...
I get a bit worried when I see some of the people who were talking there now actually saying, screw independence, you know? I get a bit worried.
But why?
It's because of the expectations versus reality. You know? Do you really think that they did get the houses they wanted?
Sure, maybe. I don't know, but...
Yeah.
Someone actually said when they were asked that, what will you do if Mugabe does not bring any of those things? It's like, I don't even want to think about
it. It was unthinkable. You know, you couldn't even imagine such a thing not happening.
And here we are.
But my question is, how do you think we can enjoy or celebrate independence this year, as in 2017, us guys, as we are, despite everything? What can make Independence Day, particularly the celebrations, fashionable to us?
Just have a bray. Sorry.
You're thinking about eating. Wow. Okay.
Skittles. Maybe you need to do that. It'd be like Bamamonia babes. Huh?
Oh. Wow. Thank you.
I'd also have a Brian. Like, let's let the free day pass by.
Yeah. Let's enjoy the free day.
Again, it's not, like it's a holiday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then like, it's not a holiday for some people. Mm-hmm. Like, people who have... Like, have you seen how packed it is in front of construction houses?
Since yesterday.
Business as usual for people. Business as usual. And nobody really concerns themselves about that. And if you had to say independence, you know? Mm-hmm. And to some of it, it looks like we're ungrateful people. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But then celebrating something is because of perpetual beauty of that thing. They have... taken out the beauty of what independence was and made it really so ugly that paying no attention to it is better than us actually doing something about it. So
rather use the free day to drink or something like that. People are doing this now, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a rest day. It's not the significance which counts anymore.
So what I'm saying, like, in a very utopic world, in a very utopic Zimbabwe, if in the next couple of days was Independence Day, what would you want to wake up to?
I would actually want to go to Rufaro Stadium and be a part of the celebrations, you know?
Mm.
I want to do that.
All right. But you can't do that. You can't, but then they're so politicized.
Exactly.
I should be able to disagree with ZANU-PF, but be able to celebrate independence.
Because I'm enjoying it.
Everything that's national pride is owned by ZANU-PF. Mm. So it's no longer our thing. It's their thing. So with a moment like that, then it's like...
I want to be able to go there of my own free will.
No, without having to. Like,
and I want to feel like, wow, this is really our day, you know? Mm. I don't want to use it as a free rest day or a day to, you know, booze around. Oh,
Skittles.
Ah, well, the way I'm going to celebrate it, I'm probably going to go there because my uncle will be coaching. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Coaching.
Mm.
Yeah, her uncle is the coach of a team. Should I say it out?
No.
Please.
Okay. Please don't. Okay. Please don't.
Anyway, it doesn't matter really. Like,
So it's a very bleak outlook on independence, isn't it?
Yeah.
I really wish there was a way for our generation to kind of bring back the beauty of independence.
Mm.
But then I feel like the only time we're going to bring back that beauty is if after 2018 something drastic happens, like ZANU-PF doesn't win,
which is close,
I swear to you, the first independent celebration that year is going to be a bit of a different one, because we're going to be having a different narrative. But other than that,
so long as the story,
if they could change, like there, I mean ZANU-PF, if they could make it for everybody, I feel like we could embrace it. And my apologies to the war veterans, if there are any that actually listen to our show. It's not like we're ungrateful for independence. They've been people who have killed the perpetual beauty of what we need to celebrate. So there's seemingly nothing to celebrate. But we actually do appreciate, from the nonsense that I've seen in films, white people were really like, crap. I mean,
Don't call it racist.
Call it as it is. Like,
it's crap.
How dare you? How dare you tell me I'm banished from my own land?
Like, yeah, that's bullshit.
Who the hell do you think you are?
And you know what? I think that at the end of the day, we really have to acknowledge the sacrifices that these guys did make, you know?
Because the one of the guests on Politics and Beyond was there today. I'm selling so many shows. Said that there is no family in Zim which did not have a person who was involved in the war.
So we all lost something. We all lost something.
So I feel like everyone appreciates. Even I appreciate. Even my mom
appreciate.
Got beaten up.
I
like,
do.
Everyone,
appreciate.
Yeah, she got beaten up. They were taken from school and got beaten up, bruh. So stop laughing. Noma's laughing about my mom. Why are you laughing?
No,
Noma, that's so
rough. I'm sorry, guys. But at the end of the day, I feel like, I think they misconstrue the fact, or they think that we don't appreciate.
Yeah,
but
we do.
We actually can only appreciate it as long as we're still seeing the good in it.
I think,
yeah.
Noma, your last words. Thank you.
Please. You know how your parents are your parents, and the way they beat you up when you do something wrong.
Then you
imagine
can
never
them
imagine them getting
on the receiving
beaten
end.
Yeah. I mean, my dad did get a beating. My mom worse off from their family in the Gugurawundi time. Ew. Like, she really did get a beating. Shame. So every time I try to think about it, I'm like, how are they beating up my parents?
Oh, you've mentioned a very
sensitive. How can you laugh about that?
It's the idea that your parents can never be beaten up.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Parents beat up people not to be beaten up. So when it happens, it wasn't about your mom.
My mother. She got beaten up. For the river.
I think that should be a topic for another day.
Oh, how my mom beat me up.
No.
Oh, Gugurawundi.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will talk about Gugurawundi.
Yeah,
yo,
sure.
Guys, that's a sensitive one. Don't call me in.
Yeah.
No, we'll call you in. But we will really try and practice like a lot of objectivity.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, how do you get in touch with you guys? Skittles online.
Yeah, I changed my Twitter name. Yay!
What's your Twitter name?
Oh, it's now Ru Chantel. It's very boring.
Yeah, it is. We like Skittles.
I'm not going to bring a bank.
Ru Chantel. And the Nigel?
Nigel TK.
And
it's the flaming arrow where I shoot a set ablaze.
It's online. Check you out next week. Thank you for listening. Oh, yeah, next week we might have Girls Don't Get It. I'm just like,
we get everything.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
So yeah, like the page Capital 263 and share it. Thank you very much for listening, everybody.
It's a wrap.
Free to say it and free to do it.
And now. Capital 263.